KFYO, it's 9 minutes after the hour, 7:09. I said we were going to talk to Lee Smithwick next, before the break. Now, the thing is, actually, I meant next. I was thinking after the lovely Tanya Hagee.
Oh, okay.
I'm invisible. You just write that.
Well, I was just... When I said that, Tanya was sitting here, and she goes, that is so cool.
It is cool.
And, no, that's going to be... That's an interesting story, how something can just be found like that in your backyard.
I can't wait to hear the
crazy. You go out and you turn your sprinkler on, you come back out, and your lawn's caved in, your sprinkler head disappears, and you're like, are you kidding me?
What is this?
What's going on?
Oh, my God, I can't talk. I'm drinking coffee, and I can't believe you have Daybreak coffee. I'm so excited.
Isn't this great?
It's really the best coffee I've ever tasted in my whole life, and I'm so thankful you have it.
Hey, you know, you can have it at home. And you can have it at Office Coffee, too. Go to dbcr.com. Daybreak Coffee Roasters, dbcr.com. Everybody that comes in the studio, see, you can look forward to this every time you come in. We have to bait people to come in to get out of bed this early sometimes.
They closed their store on 19th, so that we can still go get it, right?
Yeah, 1403 Avenue F. You can order it online.
That's awesome.
dbcr.com.
I'm glad to know I can still get it. I've got my fix this morning. Okay. Thank you.
Hey, okay, this is a huge First Friday Art Trail.
Huge!
Okay, tell us what's going on. We've got just... All of the venues are participating. There's going to be thousands and thousands and thousands of people.
Well, as you know, it happens on the first Friday of every month from 6 to 9. And September is traditionally our largest first Friday ever. You know, the grade school and high school kids are back. Tech is back in session. LCU's back. South Plains is back. So, and the weather's still beautiful. So this is traditionally a huge First Friday for us. And we'll probably have throughout the whole trail, all 20 venues or so, we'll probably have about 4,000 people get out on First Friday and crawl around and see all the art.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people.
And when you're talking about the students being back and all that, a lot of the venues do integrate kids and young people into their exhibits.
Well, absolutely. As a matter of fact, the warehouses at Luca has the LISD robot exhibit. So,
cool.
I think it's, I can't remember if it's Lubbock High School. I'm sorry, I write this list and then I don't read it. Lubbock High Robotics Department, and they're going to be having a competition, and they'll be doing that in the Luca warehouses. And the Luca warehouses are where Mac Davis dead ends into Texas Avenue, just east of our campus.
Oh, those are the new ones, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah,
they're the super old ones, mm-hmm. but they've been newly just opened.
Right.
Well, and I encourage people to get out just because they're cool spaces. And so any art happening that we have in those, that's very cool.
Yeah, I remember when the robotics team did a thing a couple of years ago over at by Tornado Gallery. They just did an itty-bitty space. Now it's blown up to this huge deal.
I wonder if art teachers around the area give extra credit for kids that go to this.
You know, I really do think it happens sometimes. If you go and you write about a piece, because we see kids with pads and papers all the time, you know, jotting down notes, and they'll ask us questions.
Hmm.
Well, it's kind of important.
I would do that if I was an art teacher.
Yeah, well, if you're in the arts, I mean, heck yeah. All right, now, got a big deal going on with Charles Adams Gallery. What's happening there? You guys have a welding
the
studio.
Charles Adams Studio Project, and it is a separate 501c3 that works with Luca, but they are opening the CH Foundation Metal Studio, and it is a full-scale, state-of-the-art welding studio. They'll be teaching classes, so at 5:30 on Friday, you can come cut the ribbon, and walk through and see this amazing facility. And it will operate as an open studio eventually, so the public will have access to the best welding equipment out there.
Wow, that's cool. That's always amazing to me how people can take metal and make beautiful works of art out of it.
Well, and he's going to be offering classes. In fact, the first classes start very soon, and we've already filled up the first class.
Really?
So we're already signing up for the second class. But on the Saturday after First Friday, I believe it's from 9 to noon, you can come for a free workshop. At no cost, just come and introduce yourselves and get to know what the studio is all about.
Now, is this a welding like a welding 101 where this is the welder, this is how you plug it in?
Actually, the first classes will be. They'll walk you through how to use each piece of equipment. And as you learn how to use each piece of equipment, I think every class will build on itself. But beginners can jump in at any time. However, the open studio times are when you've learned how to use those equipment. Then you come back.
Nice.
And with supervision, somebody will be there to teach you how to go on to the next step.
I've always envisioned you, Laura, with a welder in your right hand and a spat in the left hand.
Hey, I may have to try that.
Flipping burgers and fabricating at the same time.
With your denim shirt rolled up and your bandana on.
I can do that.
Okay, Tanya, thanks for coming in this morning. We appreciate
that. Thank you for
having me. First Friday Art Trail. If somebody wants to go to your website, how do they find you and get info?
FFAT.org.
Okay, thanks very much. It's 7:15. Good morning.